Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
20720.
All right, thank you, sir. May I ask your name?
Mark Johnson.
Mark Johnson. All right, Mr. Johnson, that zip didn't retrieve your name. I'm running your phone number now. So give me 1 second. That phone number didn't get it up neither. I'm going to run it. Is it MRK Johnson?
That's correct.
M-A-R-K, I'm sorry.
M-A-R-K Johnson.
All right.
How about if I give you an order number to look at?
That would be good also.
Okay. You ready?
Hold on 1 second. Cause it's loading with your name, so it might get you pulled up. Yes, sir. It got you pulled up, Mr. Johnson. You can go ahead and verify your address for security purposes, please.
12802 Woodmore North Boulevard, Bowie, Maryland.
Oh, man. So you know this not you right here.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Let's try the order number.
All right, what's that order number?
260-134-118.
Did you put an email on file?
Yeah, there's one on file.
Yes, sir. Can you verify what it is for me?
majflash@msn.com. Hmm.
That order number didn't show. Or that email. What was it? What were you billed for? Do you know?
Yeah, well, I was billed for, what are they calling it? Tactical bag.
Are you saying it's 6732?
What's 67? What's that mean?
I'm saying, are you saying that fee?
No, I'm saying, 6732, yep.
Hold on.
And that's the one I'm disputing because I know nothing about that.
Can you provide me the last four of the card that was used in the transaction? I just want to make sure that this charge is with us.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to.
Yes, sir. When you verify the address.
The last four digits on that card would have been 6108.
All right. Thank you. And your name is the only name that the charge should show in?
My name is the only name. Yeah, that, it's my card.
That 6108, it didn't. I'm afraid this charge is not with us.
It's on my Discover card, Bill.
All right, but whatever that product's for, it may have got our number when it's another store that also sells that same product. Because I ran every bit of your information that I could run that would come up on your ticket, and it still didn't retrieve that ticket. Normally, all it'll take is that zip code to get your account pulled up. But we did a reference number.
And you have nothing on me, is what you're saying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm looking at actually two charges on my Discover card. The first one on 511 for $5.74, and that was for this tactical bag. I agree with that. The internet deal was you get the bag free, but you have to pay shipping and handling, which was $5.74. I printed out the billing, which shows the $5.74. End of discussion. Now when I get the bill, I have a charge on 511 for the 574, and have a second charge on 515 for the 6732. Now, I find it odd that you had mentioned the 6732 before.
Right, because I'm looking at that. I'm looking at that. When you called it out, I was actually it's just another Mark Johnson that ordered a tactical bag. Your address didn't match that. So when I clicked on it, the address didn't match.
So okay, that wasn't somehow you. They sent whatever that is for 6732 to a different Mark Johnson.
No, I wouldn't say that. I just think another Mark Johnson ordered a tactical bag, but it wasn't you.
Right.
Because he stayed on Main Street in Idaho. Right. So that's why I was like,
you're saying, I did order, I got the bag sitting right here. So I did order a tactical bag, but it was supposed to be free, and I pay shipping and handling.
I get that, but this Mark Johnson, your emails didn't match. Your phone numbers don't match neither. You guys just have the same name.
I agree with everything you're saying, except the fact that the charge is on my bill.
Right.
Come from your company.
That what I can't agree with, because I know if it would have came from my company, that zip code would have got you pulled up. Just
okay,
that simple.
Well, you're talking about your computer, and I'm talking about a bill sitting here in front of me that shows two lines, both showing Superior, both showing the phone number I just called in Florida, and both showing the two different merchandise items at the different costs.
Well, I'm gonna tell you how we'll kill these two birds with one stone. Call your bank and your credit card or your credit card company, and they'll be able to give you a more concrete answer of who could be billing you. Yes, sir. That's
but
what I tell.
I was like, billing me. That comes on my bill. That's what gave me the number to who to call.
I get that. I get that, sir. I promise you, I get at least 6 or 7 calls a day where they have the wrong company. It's nothing new. Like, not trying to be funny or no disrespect.
Well, I ain't trying to disrespect you either. You're doing your job. I don't have a problem with that. When I got my, this is just information for me, because when the tactical bag came in, it had a Pueblo, Colorado, I'll call it return address. Is that anything to do with the companies you're representing?
No, sir. No, sir. That doesn't sound familiar.
I've got on the UPS shipment thing, it has Ultra Gadget, 140 West 29th Street, Pueblo, Colorado.
And I'm not.
That came when the bag arrived.
And I'm not going to lie, sir. Like, I know exactly. We have different distribution companies all over the United States. So I'm not going to lie and say I know that that's not it, but normally it'll come from California, Texas, Florida. That's where our main distribution companies are.
Okay. Well, I'm going to just go back to the bank and dispute that second charge, and then they'll investigate it.
Yes, sir. That's the best thing that I could tell you to get that situation handled for you, Mr. Johnson.
Okay, then. Well, look, you have a good day.
You too, sir. Thank you for calling customer support.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Right.